This is Looking for Love in Alderaan Places, a Star Wars original trilogy fanfic written by Rena Jenkins and read by
Cantarina
and Rena Jenkins. The story contains all permutations and variations of the pairing Leia Organa, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and was inspired by Twitter. Summary. Quilla said, "Hey, Bessie Boo, how about a fic where Luke and Leia get set up on a blind date? Looking for love in Alderaan places." I couldn't help myself.
And we're glad she didn't.
See, I was basically imagining this as the plot of Crazy Stupid Love. Rom-com shenanigans switching back and forth between Luke and Leia's POV.
Luke is new on Coruscant, meets Han in a bar. Han proceeds to tell him he looks like an Outer Rim hick and needs a big city makeover, which is hilarious because Han also has terrible dress sense, as evidenced by everyone else in the bar.
Leia meets Han at a diplomatic function hosted by Lando. Also disreputable, but he has useful connections for making things happen in the Senate. They insult flirt over drinks, then go home together for fantastic one-night stand sex.
Han meets up with Luke for makeover montage, and has a very good time measuring Luke's inseam. Yes. Luke pays him back with dinner, and they exchange comm frequencies.
Later that week, Luke meets Leia at a present your problems to the Senate type thing. Tatooine doesn't have a representative, so his petition on behalf of moisture farmers goes in front of the committee, which has Leia and Pooja as members. Leia is taken by how bright and wholesome this farm boy is. They end up getting caffed together after the meeting. Luke's like, "I don't want you to think I'm trying to sway your judgment. I just felt we had a connection." And Leia's like, "I felt it too. Also, it's far more expensive to buy my vote than just a cup of caff. You need to buy me dinner at least." Leia's smooth like that. Luke chokes into his calf.
Han and Luke continue to get flirty via space texting.
Leia and Han continue to have casual sex, because Han's good with his hips, and Leia needs the stress relief.
Luke and Leia see each other weekly, as the committee keeps taking its sweet time deciding how to help the Tatooine moisture farmers fight pirates.
Han takes Luke to dinner, and the theater, because you need someplace to wear your new suit, and the conversation turns to other people they're seeing. Han is talking about the sex with this girl he met at a party, how good it is, very effusive. And Luke's like, "You sound like you really like her. You should ask her out on a date." Basically, Luke persuades Han he should pursue a more emotionally intimate relationship. The conversation turns to how Luke is smitten, and Han says he should make a move for more sex.
The next time Luke sees Leia at the calf shop, Lucas smiles in sunshine and asks Leia out on a date.
Leia tells Luke she's not looking for a significant emotional relationship right now, but if he'd like some casual sex, she'd be willing to take him up on it. She mentions that she's also casually seeing someone else, but she does want to explore this connection with Luke.
Luke is cool with that. They make a date for the next weekend.
Han and Leia have sex later that week. Han tries to push Leia for a date, for non-fuck buddy activities. Han comes on kinda too strong, and Leia digs her heels in the more he pushes. Han ends up storming out in a huff, because he's dramatic like that.
The next lunch date, Luke helps console Han. "You need to make a big gesture, but also you need to listen to her." And Han is like, "Show me your moves, lover boy." So they end up making out with blowjobs in a shady alley behind the restaurant. This is Coruscant. There's always a convenient shady alley when you need one.
Then the weekend comes up, and Luke shows up at Leia's senatorial apartment with a huge transparent steel windows overlooking the planet's skyline. Leia starts stripping. Not deliberately sexy, but still sexy because she's Leia fucking Organa. Luke's like, "Are you photoshopped?" And Leia is charmed. They have a pretty good time of things in the sack. They have a connection. Leia's orgasm is transcendent. Forceful, even.
And in the afterglow, Leia's like, "Why can't other guys be more like you? The last guy I was seeing stormed out in a huff when I said I wasn't looking for a serious relationship. Ugh, why are dudes so dude?" And then she vents a little more to Luke, who is a good listener, and slowly starts to pick up clues that Leia's talking about Han.
This is where the oh shit, it's a love triangle, starts to kick in.
Except.
Here comes the blind date part.
Something about another one of Lando's networking events. Party.
And Leia is determined to go stag, do some mingling, and leave.
But Pooja, who loves her cousin and wants her to be happy, and also has been watching Leia's failboat calf knot dates like the new season of As Mandalore Turns, where the Duchess's lover finally takes off his helmet and has been her long-lost brother all along, schemes to get Luke an invite so he can persuade the rest of the committee to make up their minds.
Definitely not, so he'll see Leia in Alderaanian formal wear. Nah.
And Lando sees that his good buddy Han has been in the dumps, so really, he needs some booze and some pretty to take his mind off of things.
And then, through the mysterious workings of the universe, Han, Leia, and Luke all end up with a chocolate fountain at the same time.
And for a hot second, it looks like it's gonna be hella awkward.
But then Luke breaks the ice. Leia, this is my boyfriend Han. Hard eyes.
And Han's like, how do you know princess who doesn't want to be my girlfriend?
And Leia's like, wait, how do you know Luke?
And Luke's like, hey, I've had sex with both of you, and you've had sex with each other. Let's go back to Leia's place and enjoy her fantastic view of the sunrise.
And Leia's like, Luke, it's barely 10 p.m.
And then Luke does an eyebrow waggle straight out of Han's seduction playbook.
And Leia is charmed all over again. By the both of them.
Something-something graceful excuses are made by Leia. Blushing excuses made by Luke. And Han doesn't bother making his excuses because Lando will be unbearable about how he was right all along, and Han doesn't want to deal with that.
And they go back to Leia's for an excellent end of the evening.
In the afterglow, Luke's like, I'm so glad I met both of you. It feels like we were meant to be, that the universe wanted us to happen, so we'd make our way together.
And Leia's like, I'm not usually one for reminiscing, but whenever something worked out unexpectedly, my father used to say that the Force works in mysterious ways.
In the background, you can hear Han's internal screaming, that's not how the Force works!
The end. So maybe not really the plot of Crazy Stupid Love, but threesomes in space! With rom-com tropes! This podfic was recorded for Podfication 2017. Thank you, Katarina! High five!
Thank you, Marissa. Thank you, Rena.